Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode number 24 of Life Lean In. Today, man, this is going to be a short episode, but man, one that I think everyone would like to know more about. And the topic of today is, what do I say to someone who has lost a loved one or someone very close to them, someone that is dear to them? Maybe they've lost a mom or a dad. Maybe they've lost a son or a daughter, maybe a best friend. But what do we say? I mean, we always, this happens to us, and maybe they even lost a dog, one of their best friends, their kitty cat, whatever it is. Sometimes when that happens, man, we just don't know what to say. And so I want to address that today. And I want to tell you that this is very real for me, because one, I'm a pastor and I'm supposed to know what to say, right? But I have found myself in many occasion with people who have lost people or lost a loved one, and I've been frozen. I haven't had the words. And here's the thing. I've also been on the other side. I lost my dad a few years ago. I last lost my dad about 3 years ago. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like the pain and the hurt of losing someone who is that close to you. I've lost friends throughout my lifetime. I've lost teammates. I've lost my dad. I've lost aunts and uncles. But man, there was nothing like, man, losing my dad, someone who was so close to me for so many years. And so what I learned through this experience, and I actually had a pastor, I was listening to another podcast recently by Pastor Rick Warren, and man, he lost his son, and he grieved in amazing ways and just incredible ways, and for a long period of time. And he shared with us in this podcast something that I want to share with you today, and that is, you don't have to know what to say. The reality is if you have a friend, a coworker, someone who's close to you, who's going through loss, they're grieving, they're mourning the death of someone who is so close to them, man, I want to encourage you to just show up and shut up. That's right. Show up and shut up. Because here's the deal. Man, I've lost a parent, and I know what it is to go through the emotions and the feelings of what that is. And I can probably say a few things to some people who are going through that same experience. But man, in the beginning of that phase, when they have just lost a loved one, the fact that you showed up means so much to them in that moment. Your presence alone says enough. And so I want to give you permission to show up, listen to me, to show up and to shut up. Because literally at that moment, no words that you have are going to help them. And we have that mentality, right? We have that mentality. We want to fix the pain. We want to cover it up. We want to band-aid it, whatever it is. But they need to go through the grieving process. A matter of fact, God himself even goes through the grieving process. Man, Jesus lost one of his closest friends, and he saw all these people standing around Lazarus's tomb as he had died. And Jesus is among these people, and Lazarus was a good friend of Jesus, but he wasn't. Man, Martha and Mary, Lazarus's sisters, they were sobbing, they were grieving, they were hurting so badly. And Jesus showed up, and he didn't say a word. Jesus wept with them. This is so crucial. This is so powerful, and I think it'll encourage so many people to just show up and shut up, to be there. And man, if they take the step, if that person who's hurting and going through this painful situation of losing their loved one, whether it was a spouse, a mom, a dad, a son or a daughter, a best friend, whatever it is, man, when you show up and shut up, maybe they will have and take the opportunity to actually then talk to you, but let them do it. Let them share with you their feelings. Don't try to pull it out of them. Don't try to encourage them in so many ways. No, let them feel the pain. Because here's the deal. Grief for them, for someone who is so close to them, it's never going to go away. It's going to come in waves, and they're going to get used to carrying this. I know this is true of my dad. Man, I lost my dad 3 years ago, and certainly, certainly I'm living my life. I'm going through life, and not every day is full of pain and hurt, but there are moments that just pop up. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's a moment when I remember, man, I would call my dad at this moment to talk to him. And here's the deal. Everyone who loses a loved one to that degree goes through this process. And it's honestly, it's healing to our bones to go through the grieving and mourning process. So I want to encourage you to show up and to shut up, to be there, to just be there in presence, be a shoulder to lean on, someone that can hug you if they need to. But here's the, you don't have to have the words to say. A matter of fact, if you want to say anything, here's the only thing that needs to be said. I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm here for you. That's it. Show up and shut up. Be there for them. Be there in presence. Jesus showed up to his hurting friends who had lost their brother Lazarus, and he wept. He wept with them. He didn't know the fullness of their pain. He probably did because he was God. But he showed up and wept with them. He was there. He showed up and he shut up. I hope this is helpful to you. For those of you who are going through this, you're going through the pain of losing a loved one. I understand. I know I've been there. I've lost my father. And I remember, man, when people showed up at his visitation, it meant the world to me, and they didn't need to say anything. But I still remember those people who showed up and they said, I'm sorry for your loss. I mean it. I remember that to this day. And if you're one of those people who is around someone who's lost a loved one, man, show up and shut up. You don't have to have the words to say. You don't have to encourage them and lift them up. No, God will do that in due time. Grieving itself is a healing process that everyone goes through. And so I want to encourage you with these words to show up and to shut up and see what happens. You don't have to have the pressure on you to fix it or to mask it, to make it better, but you can be there and you will show that person you love them in ways that I can't even comprehend or understand or even share with you. I hope this is helpful in so many ways. If this is helpful to you, or maybe you know someone who's going through this right now, or you know someone who has a friend who's lost a loved one, I encourage you to share this with them. Maybe it'll help. Man, if you have a story to share where this has happened to you, or maybe you didn't know what to say, or maybe you've gone through this, I'd love to hear about it. Man, we can all learn together. So here's the deal. Subscribe wherever you digest this podcast. And here's the deal. Nobody's perfect. That's why we're sharing this, that we're sharing the struggles, we're sharing the stories. But here's the deal. We're all in process. We're all progressing. So never stop learning. Never stop growing. And keep leaning in.